This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead this week, 15 medals from the U17 World Challenge have come back to the WHL. We'll have a recap. Things are heating up in Prince George. Cohen Zimmer, the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, he'll be our guest. And speaking of heating up, the hottest team in the WHL right now, the Tri-City Americans. We'll check in with them as they begin their East Division road trip, riding 12 straight wins to begin the trek. And you may have noticed it's year three of the RE/MAX Presents Nickelodeon Nights for Children's Miracle Network. Those fun jersey themes back in a WHL rink near you. Jane Hart with the WHL will be our guest. First up, 15 WHL players have earned medals at the 2024 U17 World Challenge, including 8 from the WHL on the gold medal winning Canada White. Canada White defeated Canada Red in the final by a score of 3-1 to take gold in Sarnia. The win marks the second consecutive gold medal for Canada White at the World Challenge event. Spokane Chiefs forward Mathis Preston was the star for Canada White in the tournament. He had 6 goals, 7 points, including a goal in the gold medal win Saturday night, this moments after winning gold for Canada.
It's the best feeling in the world. I'm so proud of all these guys. We went through adversity at the start of the tournament, but so happy to get it done today. You know, they weren't going in the round robin, but kind of broke through in the medal round, so I was happy. I'm just couldn't have done it without the teammates, though.
Other gold medalists on Team Canada White from the WHL included Ryan Lynn of the Vancouver Giants, Georgios Pantelis of the Branded Wheat Kings, Daxon Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders, Keaton Verhoff of the Victoria Royals, and forwards Riley Boychuk of Prince Albert, Mathis Preston of the Spokane Chiefs, Liam and Marcus Ruck of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Now, several players also won silver from the WHL, including goaltender Carter Essler of the Spokane Chiefs, defenseman Carson Carls of the Prince George Cougars, Landon DuPont of the Everett Silvertips, forwards Joe Aginla, Jackson Jacobson, Brett Olson, and Cruz Paveo. Congratulations.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a stretch for Prince George Cougars forward Cohen Zimmer. The LA Kings signed prospect has been on a tear, 11 goals in his past 5 games. Tempo WHL Player of the Week as well. Cole Waldy has more.
All right, thanks, John. I'm pleased to be joined with the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. That is Cohen Zimmer. And Zeems, what a weekend for yourself and your team with 2 big wins over the Vancouver Giants at 7 goals in 3 games, 10-4. I mean, what else, I guess, more could you ask for? But I guess, firstly, just the thoughts on the weekend, getting 2 big wins against Vancouver.
Yeah, I thought we came into the weekend knowing that we had to bounce back from that Saskatoon game earlier in the week, and I think we did just that. I think we came into the game knowing division rivals, we have to get as many points as we can against those guys, and I think we did a good job of getting 4 this weekend.
Yeah, and obviously a couple character wins, right? You look at Friday, the score was 7-1, but they had a really good second period. They really pushed, and you guys were able to hold the fort and then add on, and then obviously Sunday, overtime wins. So it just seems like you won in different ways.
Yeah, I think it just shows what kind of team we are. I think we can play in different kind of games, and we're kind of resilient when it comes to that. I think obviously our second period in both games wasn't good enough, but I think our third we bounced back and played a good game.
It seems like as the season's progressed, your team continues to get a little bit more resilient each time. Have you seen it that way? It just seems like your team is battling through adversity, now coming out on the winning side. It must be cool to see kind of everything develop.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have a pretty young team as well, so I think we're just starting to figure it out day by day here. Even look at our practices, we're getting better every day. So I think just the younger guys kind of learning the ropes of the league. And I think we're one of the younger teams in the league this year, and we're trying to prove that we're one of the best as well.
Okay, so for yourself, we know how good it was for the offense, 7 goals in 3 games and a hat trick, an overtime winner. I mean, what more could you ask for, really? But just take me through how you're feeling right now. It seems like the most confident you've ever been as a player. And do you feel like that also? And I guess the numbers can show for that too.
Yeah, things are just kind of clicking right now. I think a lot to do is with our team right now, obviously. A lot of good players to play with and a lot of guys that are easy to play with. And when pucks are going in, you're feeling good, obviously. And I think just coming with the confidence every day, knowing that I have the opportunity to play with those players and be able to score some big goals is nice.
That big goal you talk about is Sunday's overtime winner, in front of a sold out CN Center. I mean, what more again could you ask for? Maybe take us through the whole play, and you got the whole plays jumping.
Yeah, I think obviously you look at Hyder going through the middle, and I just try to put some pep in my step and notice forward taking one on one with D and just try to get around him and put it in. And I did just that. And yeah, the place was rocking.
Cohen Ziemer, the Tempo WHL Player of the Week, joining us here. And Ziems, I guess for yourself, it's a 20-year-old year, right? Maybe not many people knew that you would be back here in your 20-year-old year with, you know, how, you know, things going in LA. But for you to be back now here and obviously playing a huge role on this team, I guess how cool is it to be back? Obviously, you want to be playing pro, but, you know, the situation that you're dealt to be back here, it must be pretty exciting on the same token.
Yeah, you look at it, it's like one last dance here. I think me and Hyder obviously being the last two from the bubble year playing together and getting one more chance to go at it and get a championship for the team here. And yeah, it's exciting to be back. I think knowing what to expect and a different role in the team. Obviously, I haven't played center since I was 16. So just to take that role on and be able to grow my game in that aspect is it's great.
Yeah, how has that been moving to center? I don't know if people realize that. Like, you've been playing, you know, a lot of wings since you've been at Prince George Cougar, but, you know, to play center and to play with a lot of different players, and I guess it's how has the transition been? It seems like it's been seamless when you look at your statistics so far.
Yeah, I like playing center a lot. I grew up playing center, and then obviously in the dub kind of changed, and I went to wing and played with Hyder my whole career, and then this year taking on the center role, and I like it a lot. I think it helps me grow my game. I think it forces me to skate more, and I feel better when I'm skating.
Last one before I let you go, Kona, I have to ask about this, and that's the all-time goals record in Prince George Cougar history. I believe you're 106 now. Chase Vitale is a leader with 120, so you're closing in. And is that something you think about? I know there's been a lot of talk and you know, chatter a little bit about it, but it must be pretty cool to, you know, be in some elite company.
Yeah, obviously it's a great feeling to be with that and have that record, but yeah, just kind of in the back of your mind, you know, it's there, but I think just as a team, we want to keep winning, and if whatever I can do to help the team win here.
Cohen Ziemer, well said as always, my friend. Congratulations on being the WHL Player of the Week, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Tri-City Americans have put together their longest winning streak going back to the 2011-2012 season. Now the Americans have landed in the East Division for a tough five-game road swing. Craig Beauchemin has more.
Pleased to be joined now by Tri-City Americans defenseman Carter Savage. Carter, on a 12-game winning streak heading out here into the East Division swing starting Friday against the Prince Albert Raiders. Just kind of wondering what you feel the confidence level is within the group right now.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's not too high, though. We're trying to keep a level head and just look on to the next game. Nothing about, you know, what we've accomplished. Obviously, it's big, but we just want to kind of look ahead to the next game and think about that mostly.
How important do you think it is to kind of have that type of mindset, not kind of riding that wave too high, because then if something goes wrong, it kind of comes crashing down?
I think it's huge. I think we saw a couple times even during our streak that we got a little comfortable and teams got up on us, but I think the big thing in our room right now is we're super resilient and we're able to come back from that and just make it work.
That last game against Calgary was kind of one of those games, down 4-2 after one period, down 5-4 in the third period. Just kind of wondering what the mindset is within the group anytime you guys do get down in a game, because it seems like you always find a way to come back.
I think it's just to keep everything positive. The bench is super, super good about that. No one's really like getting on each other or, you know, keeping it negative. Everything's positive, good talk, and just, you know, playing for each other. That's a big one this year, and I think that works.
Mentioned it's 12-game winning streak. I don't know if you know this or not, but the franchise record is 13 wins in a row back in the 2011-12 season. I know that's not the main goal for the season here, but to be able to potentially reach something like that, what do you think it would mean?
I think it would mean a lot, especially to, you know, some of us older guys have been here for a while, Sloaner, Gav, you know, guys like that. It'd be huge after, you know, a couple seasons of, you know, not the best results, not what we want. It'd be awesome.
This is your third year with the team here. Your first year, the team was pretty good, made the playoffs. Last year was a tough year, didn't make the playoffs. Just kind of wondering how different you feel the group is this year compared to years past.
No, I think it's great. It's a little different. We got a really tight group in the room. Everyone just kind of has a similar mindset. We just want to win. A lot of hardworking guys, a lot of guys that are doing extra, doing the work that we need to, you know, keep the streak alive. And, you know, it's showing, I think.
Kind of interesting that 10 of these 12 games have been at home during this streak. Now you're on the road for 7 straight games. How do you bring that confidence and that swagger on the road with you?
I don't know. I think it's just playing our game. I think that's a lot of our swagger. We got a couple guys that can, you know, put up some good skill and show some flashy moves. But I think in the end, it takes a deep lineup. It takes all 60, 12 forwards, and I think that's what we do.
I think the defense of the group is much improved from last season. You, of course, play a big part in that. You know, what do you think is the big difference between your guys' defense core this year, maybe 2 years past?
Just guys buying in, I think. Bringing in Terrell and Austin have been awesome. They're super hardworking guys and experienced. A lot of games under their belts. I think that's big. And then Smitty's taken a big step offensively and defensively as well, which is great. But I think the depth is a big thing. And, you know, Jackson steps up. Adam, of course, playing good minutes and stuff. And he's been great.
And just lastly, when I talk to opposing coaches, they all talk about how big this Tri-City Americans team is and how they're hard to play against physically. Is that something you guys think you take a lot of pride in?
Yeah, I think we started off the season not super physical. And I think when we started picking it up, teams started kind of folding or just struggling a little bit to play against us, which is big. And, you know, playing that physical game is huge, especially out here in the East. A lot of big teams and stuff, so that'll be big.
Carter, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschen Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's called RE/MAX Presents Nickelodeon Nights for Children's Miracle Network, and it's now in its third season. And you probably will notice or have noticed some of these Nickelodeon-themed jerseys back in WHL arenas. And to tell us more about it, we have Jane Hart, Senior Manager of Partnership and Club Business Affairs with the WHL. Jane, this has, I guess, been successful in the past, so the WHL has done it again this year, it seems like.
Yeah, we're in our third season here with Nickelodeon. Many more seasons than that with RE/MAX. They've been a partner for over 15 years with us, so they've been incredible partners. And the Nickelodeon Nights piece just fit really well with their partnership they have with Children's Miracle Network. And we're excited to be in the third season here. Fans love it. And we're excited to bring it back to our WHL venues.
There's been some different jersey themes over the years. What are the themes this year, Jane?
So fans can see three different themes this year, kind of our most popular that we've seen over the past couple of seasons. We've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a couple different iterations of it. So you'll see some more modern ones. You'll see some more retro ones. SpongeBob SquarePants, one of the classics we've seen over the past couple of seasons, and then our kind of most kid-friendly and really popular amongst the preschool-age kids, Paw Patrol is also back.
Yeah, you bet. Now, this is now underway. There's been a couple in the WHL already this season, but I believe there'll be a couple more this weekend, too.
Yeah, so we had our Kamloops game night last weekend, the inaugural game night for this season, and then we've got Brandon and Lethbridge coming up this weekend. Couple more in December, but most of them you're going to see early in the new year.
Let's talk about the charity this benefits and just how much money has been raised over the first 2 years of this program, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. So Children's Miracle Network is the overarching charity that the funds go to, but it really benefits Canada's Children's Hospital Foundation. So we specifically try to keep that money as local as possible. Some of our markets are lucky to have one of the children's hospitals in their market. And sometimes we're just keeping that money provincially. But the money is going back to the BC Children's Hospital in Vancouver, the Stollery Children's Hospital in Edmonton, the Alberta Children's Hospital in Calgary, the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatoon, and then the Children's Hospital of Manitoba, which is based in Winnipeg. But they've been great about filtering those funds to various different organizations within the province. It's been great over the past couple of years. We've had over $300,000 raised by clubs, by fans. So it's been incredibly successful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It continues on and on here. Now, some folks are big jersey collectors and they have to get their hands on these themed jerseys. Where are they available once the game night happens in that market?
You're going to see a lot of them online. So each club in our league gets to use their own platform. Some use Dash Auction, some use 32 Auction, some use different platforms. So if you take a look at your favorite WHL team social media, they'll advertise where those auctions are occurring. Most of them are going to be occurring online, though, so you don't have to be at the game night to be bidding on one of these jerseys.
And some teams get right into it. They get the different pants shell to go with the color of the theme. Jane, you've been part of this now for 3 years. Do you have a favorite jersey or theme night that we've seen here so far?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of creativity come out of our WHL clubs. I do think that the Regina Patrick jerseys last year, they did the full jersey, pant shell, sock, everything, were pretty darn cool. I love the Paw Patrol jerseys. Those are some of the cutest game nights that we see when we have the kids that show up in costume. The SpongeBob ones that are SpongeBob's full face, those are also really fun. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shells, they're a really cool jersey on the ice as well.
Yeah, Jane, I guess WHL fans can look for this in their arenas coming again this weekend ahead. Great job with this. It's nice that the WHL is part of such a needy charity and a great charity here across Western Canada. Congratulations on year three of this project.
Thanks so much, John. We're so thankful to RE/MAX to be able to provide our clubs with this opportunity, and we're excited to see it come to life in year three.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to WHL broadcasters Cole Waldy in Prince George, Craig Beauchemin in Tri-City for their help, and to our guests as well. Thank you. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week.